Well, today we return to this psalm called Psalm 19.
今天我们要回到这篇诗篇，叫诗篇第十九章。
And throughout these 2 months,
过去的这两个月来
we start on a new theme.
我们开始了一个新的正道主题。
And this theme is called the fear of the Lord.
那就是敬畏上帝。
So what can we learn about the fear of the Lord?
我们从敬畏上帝那里能够学到什么呢？
There is truly much to learn, actually.
的确要学的很多的。
And personally, I am also learning much about what it means to fear the Lord.
本身我正在学习如何的来敬畏上帝。
No, but before we continue further, let's go to God in prayer.
在我们开始之前，我们向上帝祷告吧。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告吧。
Our Father in heaven.
我们天上的父啊,
we thank you so much for the word that you give to us.
我们感谢您所给我们的话语。
We thank you that through your word we are able to catch a glimpse of your glory and your greatness.
我们感谢您通过您的话我们能够目睹您的荣耀。
We pray that even as we seek to read from your word that your word will speak to us.
我们祈求当我们学习您的话的时候您的话会对我们说话。
And we pray that you be with us.
求你与我们同在吧。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
No, but before we continue,
在我们开始之前
you know, I want to say thank you.
我要先感谢大家。
Thank you to, I mean, to all who have made this combined, you know, evening bilingual program possible.
感谢那些让这个联合双语崇拜会能够进行。
You know, there are of course the musicians behind, there's the people who do the AV.
当然后面的音乐啊，那个视频啊，音响啊。
The chairman and also the interpreters.
还有主持人，还有翻译员。
I tell you a little something about Uncle Peng Hui.
我跟你讲一下炳辉叔叔了。
See, Peng Hui Susu, he has a son. He has 3 sons, of course.
Peng Hui Susu, he has 3 sons.
But one of the sons, he is leaving for the US tonight.
其中一个儿子啦，他今天晚上就启程到美国。
And, you know, because he's studying overseas.
他在外国求学。
So, I mean, he has to go back, of course, for his studies.
他要回去继续他的学业。
So Uncle Peng Hui loves his sons very, very much.
牧师说我非常爱我的儿子。
Really, he does. So he was telling me about his sons, and I can feel immediately I was very moved because I felt the love coming from his heart.
刚才跟牧师谈了啦，他感受了我爱子的那份爱。
He told me this morning he went to his son's room without him knowing. Wait. Listen to this.
我告诉牧师，今天早上我到了儿子的房间里去了。他不知道。
He went to wipe the son's glasses for him while he was sleeping. Wow, that's absolutely amazing.
他在睡觉，我就为他擦了一下眼镜。
And, you know, he, of course, would like to be the son.
当然我想当儿子的。
But he is here.
我是希望陪儿子，不过我现在在这里。
And he says this is his duty.
这是我的职责。
So, of course, when I hear all of these, my heart just gives thanks.
当我听到了这番话，我心里有那份的感恩。
For the people who made this whole program, worship service, possible.
我要为一切能够让今天的崇拜进行的人感谢你们。
Of course, I thank God for all of you.
我也为大家感谢上帝。
I really do. I mean, this is the start of a new year.
这是新的一个年头的开始。
Thank you for all the wonderful love and support from the uncles and aunties.
谢谢你们叔叔阿姨们的支持还有爱护的。
I remember my first evening worship service, my first one that I preached.
我还记得我正道的第一个傍晚崇拜会。
I was so scared.
当时我心里很害怕。
The Saturday, the day before I was meant to preach.
在正道的前一天。
I lost my voice.
我这个声音沙哑了。
But thank God, you know, God restored the voice.
感谢上帝，他让我复原。
And you know, thank God for your encouragement also along the way.
谢谢你们一路来的鼓励。
So all these years of training, you know, you have been a part of our training.
这些年来的训练，你们也是我们的一份子的。
So thank you for supporting us, and thank you for being faithful, always coming for each worship service, week in, week out.
感谢你们每个星期这样诚心的、一致的来的。
No, but as we start a new year,
当我们开始新的一个年头的时候
，No, thank you for being faithful in all these years.
谢谢你们这些年来的那个。
But as we start a new year, what can we look forward to actually?
不过在一个新的年头开始，我们能够期待什么的呢？
For Sam, he will be studying, so that's what he's going to look forward to.
Sam 他要上学了，就是他所期待的。
Charles, oh, he's going to get married.
Charles 他要结婚了。
To Ainsley Kwa, which is actually a sister of Alina.
要跟 Ainsley Kwa 就是 Alina 的妹妹结婚呐、啊，
姐姐。
抱歉。
So what can we look forward to actually?
我们能够期待些什么的呢
？We may not be studying.
可能你不是在求学。
I'm sure we're not going to get married again or whatever it is.
我们不会再结婚呢。
What can we look forward to?
我们能够期待什么呢
？I ask myself this question as well.
我也问我自己这个问题。
And I like to share a new challenge that all of us can be a part of.
我要跟大家分享一项那个挑战，我们大家都能够成为一份子的。
And actually, this is just the message for today.
这就是今天的正道。
And this challenge is to know God better.
这个挑战就是来更加的认识上帝。
We all need to know God better.
我们都需要来更好的认识上帝。
You know, all of us, whether you are younger, whether you are older, we all need to know God better. That's it.
我们所有每一位都要做的，不管是年少。
This is the challenge for all of us.
这就是我们每一位的挑战。
Doesn't matter if you're studying, doesn't matter if you've got something new and exciting to look forward to, we need to know God better.
不管你在读书或者有兴奋的未来。
Well, that is our challenge as we begin 2020.
在我们开始2020年的时候，这就是我们的挑战。
You know, in fact, if all the new things coming up, we need to know God all the more.
其实新的开始，我们更应该来认识。
So for Sam,Obviously, he needs to know God better.
对 Sam 来说，他更需要来认识上帝。
As he goes back to being a student, as he studies, as he takes exams, what will help him? He needs to know God better.
当他回到学生生涯的时候，考试的时候，他需要更好的认识上帝。
Charles, he is going to get to know Ainsley a lot better.
Charles 啊，会更好的认识 Ainsley.
But most of all, he needs to know God better.
最重要的，他更需要来更好的认识上帝。
That will really help him where he is.
这对他有帮助的。
Well, this is an advice to Charles. I told him this already.
我要跟 Charles 说一下这个劝告，已经告诉他。
Even after being married,
即使结婚过后
I am still learning about my wife.
我还在学习认识我的妻子。
Every day is like an adventure.
每天呢，就好像一个探险活动。
But I have learned some wisdom.
不过我从中学到了智慧。
Now I know the answer.
现在我有了答案。
To a very hard question that everybody always asks.
有了一个很多人经常问的一个难题。
Let's say the tiger attack your mother and your wife. Who will you save?
如果老虎啊，攻击母亲或者妻子，你会救谁呢
？And the answer is, I will save the tiger. Ah, wisdom. No, no.
我的答案是我来先救这个老虎了。
You know, but that is our challenge. Every year we grow.
每年我们成长，我们的挑战。
And there's always something to look forward to.
有东西让我们来期待的。
It is not true that, life is going to be the same. No, that's not true. There's always something to look forward to. God planned life as such.
我们的生活不是老套的，有可以期待的。
Even if we are older,
即使我们年纪大的时候，
you know, God has wonderful plans still for all of us, even when we are close to the later years of our lives.
即使我们在晚年年纪大的时候，上帝还有他为我们准备的计划。
And what is that wonderful plan? What is part of it? It is to know Him better.
这个计划就是来更好的认识他。
Do I know God a lot already?
我是否已经认识上帝许多的呢？
No, not really. There's still so much to learn.
不是的，还有需要很多来学。
So this year, I have starting this year, I have some aspirations.
今年新年里，我有几个梦想。
For myself, I want to learn to be a better pastor.
我希望能够成为一位更好的牧师。
I want to learn to speak better.
我希望讲得更好。
I made many mistakes.
我犯了很多的错误。
I share with you one mistake.
我跟你分享其中一个错误。
One time I was conducting a funeral service.
有一次我在主持这个葬礼的时候。
For my wife's uncle.
为我的妻子 的舅舅。
I was so embarrassed. Do you know what I did?
我当时很尴尬，你知道我做了什么吗？
I was meant to say, I am the husband of 水慧。
我本来想说我是水慧的丈夫。
So, but in the end, I end up introducing myself as I am the wife of 水慧。So, you know, I wish I could have done better.
说成我是水慧的妻子，我希望能够。
So you look at all of this and can I improve?
我能够改进吗？
Obviously, yes.
很明显可以的。
But how can I improve?
我怎样如何的来改进？
One way, of course, is to know God better, to learn, to grow even more.
其中一个方法就是更加的来认识上帝，来成长。
And actually that leads us to Psalm 19.
这就把我们带到诗篇第十九篇了。
One person who always sought to know God better,is none other than the psalmist David.
没有人就像这个诗篇作者大卫这样的追随，更加的来认识上帝。
You see, Psalm 19 is a psalm that is so familiar.
诗篇第十九篇对我们来说都是很熟的。
At least for quite a number of us.
至少许多我们当中都熟悉。
So we read, right? These are familiar verses. Verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God.
在第一节我们读到诸天述说神的荣耀。
The firmament shows his handiwork.
穹苍传扬他的手段。
So day unto day utters speech, night unto night reveals knowledge.
这日到那日发出言语。这夜到那夜传出知识。
So these are familiar verses, actually.
这些经文都我们很熟悉。
And then verse 7,
第七节,
the law of the Lord is perfect,
上帝的律法全备,
converting the soul,
能苏醒人心,
the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple,
上帝的法度确定, 能使愚人有智慧。
But take a look, if we try to understand the psalmist David,
那我们来看，我们来了解诗人大卫。
What was he looking for here?
到底他在看什么呢？
David obviously knew God before already.
很明显的，大卫先前已经认识了上帝。
When he wrote this, he was obviously a slightly older man.
当他写这首诗的时候，他年纪比较大了。
And we hear stories of David even as a young man, a younger person, he was already fighting Goliath.
我们读到啊，他大卫年轻的时候已经跟巨人在战斗了。
So obviously he knew God already.
很明显他已经认识了上帝。
And he also must have read God's word already.
他也很明显已经读过上帝的话。
So why did David write Psalm 19 like this?
这样为什么大卫还是这样的写这诗篇第十九篇呢？
What was David looking for?
他到底在寻找些什么呢？
And one thing that he was looking for was to know God better.
其中他所寻找的是要来更好的认识上帝。
And how did he seek to know God better?
他怎样的来更好认识上帝。
He wanted to understand this thing called the glory of God.
他要来明白上帝的荣耀。
And that's why we read, he went to think about it, he pondered about it, he thought, okay, how can I know God better? And that's why he wrote in verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God.
所以他不断的思考的。这样的写的，在第十一节里说到，诸天述说神的荣耀。
He thought about it very hard, and he realized, "Hey, do you know I can see the glory of God in the heavens?"
他静心的思考，看得出天上上帝的荣耀。
Basically, I can see God's glory in nature.
他基本上在四周的自然界里看到上帝。
This was his part in trying to know God even better.
这是他对更好认识上帝的本分。
Then, not only did he just observe his surroundings,
他不只是观察周围的环境,
he went back to read the Word of God.
他也回去看了上帝的话。
So he has read the Word of God before.
他先前已经读过上帝的
话。 But now he reads it again.
不过他再次的读。
And this time around, he's trying to find the glory of God there as well.
这次他尝试从中寻找到上帝的荣耀。
And he began to catch glimpses of this glory.
他从中目睹了上帝的荣耀。
That it can convert the soul,
能够更新苏醒我的心。
It can make wise, the simple that means make us wise,
让我们能够变得有智慧的。
Wow, the word of God can rejoice the heart.
上帝的话可以给我们心里带来快乐的。
It can enlighten the eyes,
可以打开我们的眼睛。
And then in verse 9, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
还有上帝的典章真实公然的公义。
So Psalm 19 is really David's journey of knowing God better.
诗篇第十九篇是大卫更好的认识上帝的一个旅途。
And this is the challenge for all of us this year.
这也是我们今年的一个挑战。
This is something that we all can do.
这是一件我们大家都能够做的事。
To know God better.
来更好地认识上帝。
And, you know, how is it linked to the fear of God then?
这样跟敬畏上帝又有什么关系呢？
And the connection is this.
关系在这里。
That as we seek to know God better,
当我们追求更加认识上帝的时候，
what will we find behind it all?
在背后我们找到的是什么呢？
We will see the fear of the Lord.
我们会见到对上帝的敬畏。
Let me try to explain this a little bit.
让我尝试向大家解释一下。
David started finding the glory of God.
大卫先以寻找上帝荣耀开始。
And as he sought to find the glory of God,
当他在寻找上帝荣耀的过程中，
he found the fear of God.
他找到了对上帝的敬畏。
Actually, it's just like how our themes are planned, actually.
这就像我们的正道主题这样的安排。
Christmas, we celebrated the glory of God.
圣诞节我们庆祝了上帝的荣耀。
Start of the year, we learn about the fear of God.
年头我们开始学习敬畏上帝。
You see, this was David's journey.
这也是大卫的旅途。
As he sought to know God better,
当他寻求更加的认识上帝的时候，
he caught a glimpse of the glory of God.
他目睹了上帝的荣耀。
Whether it is in nature,
无论是在自然界里，
whether it is in God's word,
无论在上帝的话里，
and he just stood in awe of God.
他对上帝站立惊叹，
and he realized how awesome and great God is.
他知道，他领悟到这位伟大的上帝，
and that led him to fear God.
这促使他敬畏上帝，
and that is what David learned.
这就是大卫所学习的。
That's why very carefully now,He says, how must I live before God? Let me live in fear of God.
所以他这样的说，我怎样在上帝跟前的活，要敬畏他的活。
No, but this is our challenge for each and every single person.
这也是我们每一位的挑战啊。
No, get to know God better.
来更好的认识上帝。
It will really save us and help us in life.
他会在我们，这样会在我们的生命里帮助我们的。
You know, as we think aboutWhat it means to fear the Lord.
当我们来联想到底敬畏上帝是什么意思的时候，
It is really not just something to be understood.
不只是来明白罢了。
It is something that it's a goal to work towards.
也是我们要 朝向的这个目标。
As we seek to know God better,
当我们追求更加的来认识上帝的时候，
then we can catch a glimpse of the fear of God as well.
我们也会目睹到对上帝的敬畏。
You know, then this will make 2020 really meaningful and special.
这会让我们的2020年变为更加的有意义的。
You know, let's get to know God better.
让我们来更好的认识上帝吧。
You know, I just want to How can we get to know God better then?
我们怎样更好地来认识上帝呢？
You know, first, I want to encourage each and every person, you know, take time to read God's word.
第一，我鼓励大家花点时间来看看上帝的话语。
Well, that's what David did.
这就是大卫所做的。
He spent time to read God's word.
他花时间看上帝的话。
You know, I remember my late grandmother.
我只还记得我已故的奶奶。
What my mother would used to do in the past was to write big cards of Bible memory verses in Chinese.
我的母亲呢，会以这个大的字卡，以中文写出这个圣经节。
So my mother would read to her little by little, little by little, day by day.
我的母亲呢，会一点一滴的，每一天这样的，为奶奶读。
You know, what was really encouraging and heartwarming for me?
不过对我心里给最大的鼓励是
was that when my mother had to go overseas sometimes,
有时候我的母亲要去外国
my late grandmother would take this stack of cards and read them by herself.
我的已故的奶奶会把这一大堆的这个卡片自己读
Sometimes then she would trace using the finger to try to pronounce the words.
于是他会用手指这样一个一个来指来读。
And at the end of it all, she will smile.
读完后，他会微笑的。
You know, it is possible.
办得到的。
We all can take a little bit more time to read God's word.
我们可以花多一点时间来看上帝的话。
That's how we can get to know God better.
我们能够从中更好的认识上帝。
Another way, of course, is you know, let's be even more conscious of God.
另外一个办法就是来更好的领悟上帝。
You know, just like what David said in verse 12.
就好像大卫在第十二节说到
Who can understand his errors?
谁能知道自己的错误呢?
Cleanse me from secret faults.
愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
No, let's be conscious of how we live before God.
让我们来领悟在上帝跟前如何的活。
Let's be even more conscious that, you know, there are some things that we are doing that is not so right sometimes.
我们要来醒悟有些事情我们做的不对的。
And we can learn to live better before God.
我们在上帝的面前能够更好的。
And also, let's give thanks to God always.
我们也要经常的来感恩的。
And so recently, I mean, one thing that I've been trying to practice on my own self.
最近我一件经常自己要做的事
is that every morning when I wake up, I recognize how much I need God's help.
那就是每天早晨起来的时候，我都联想到我多么的需要上帝。
And I'm been challenged to always, you know, let's be conscious of God.
我们要自我挑战，更加的领悟上帝。
I need to pray to him, to ask him for his help.
我需要祷告，祈求上帝的帮助。
I need to depend on his help throughout the day.
我需要靠他。
At the end of it all, let me give thanks to God.
最后，我也要来感谢他。
You know, slowly, as we seek to read God's word,
慢慢的，当我们阅读他的话的时候
，as we seek to think about God as well.
当我们想念上帝的时候
，then perhaps along the way we can cultivate the fear of God.
可能在这个过程中，我们可以栽培对上帝的敬畏。
But it all starts with knowing God better.
不过，先来更好认识作为起点。
And personally, may this also be your challenge.
希望这也成为你个人的挑战。
You know how wonderful it is to know God better.
能够更好的认识上帝多么好。
You know God has been so good to us in 2019.
上帝2019年对我们好
Not just 2019, but all these years that are there.
不单是2019年，而是这过去几年。
You know, what should be the appropriate response?
我们适当的回应应该是什么呢?
Let's know God better.
让我们来更好的认识上帝。
And perhaps this year, there may be new challenges that come.
可能这个年头，新的年头有新的挑战。
Maybe family, maybe health.
可能是家庭的，或者健康上的。
What is the answer?
我们的答复是什么呢?
Know God better.
更好的认识上帝。
And just like the psalmist David,
就好像诗人大卫,
we can also know God better.
我们也能够更好的来认识上帝。
And you know, may we find not just the glory of God,
不单是找到上帝的荣耀,
but also the fear of God.
也找到对上帝的敬畏。
Okay, so we begin a new exciting theme.
让我们以一个很兴奋的新的主题开始。
And we also begin 2020 on this note.
我们也要以这个来开始2020.
Okay, let's go to God in prayer.
让我们向上帝祷告吧。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you that we can come to know you.
我们天上的父，我们感谢您，我们能够来更好的认识您。
We pray that you will help us to know you better.
我们祈求您帮助我们更好的认识您。
Whether it is through reading a little bit more of your word,
无论是通过阅读您的话
，to be thinking of you,
想念您
，or hopefully along the way to cultivate a fear for you.
或者希望过程中栽培对您的敬畏。
Father, we just pray for each and every single person here that their hearts may be moved to know you more.
父，我们为现场的每一位祷告，求您感动他们的心。
And of course, once again, Father, we pray that you will reveal yourself to us.
再次的父，我们求您向我们显现吧。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.